live from a safe house on the frontier of forgotten America and refusing to remain silent, this is the Steve Gruber Show. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, Kellyanne Conway, never shy about what she's thinking, says the Democrats have little to offer voters in 2020 and is predicting something that will get your attention. She says President Trump will claim more states than he did the first time around.
Which Democrat, in fact, is actually going to bust through Trump's 306 electoral votes?
Two, among those in the ever-changing and growing field, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, who is no longer concerned, it seems, with the racist governor of Virginia staying in office. In fact, she says there are more important things to discuss, and really, we should be doing that.
But if we spend our whole time talking about what men did wrong, we are never going to talk about what women can do right.
And number one, Beto has quickly zoomed to the front of the pack among the Democrats running for president. He brought in more than $6 million in his first full day, but nobody's quite sure what he actually stands for or what to call him. But he is the leader of the pack. Oh, and guns are bad. Well, sort of. It depends on where he is and who he's talking to. You know, you have to decide who your audience is, but we'll get to the Beto O'Rourke, Robert Francis O'Rourke comments here in a moment. But first, I know you'll be shocked to know that Kellyanne Conway doesn't see much hope for the growing field of Democratic candidates getting larger all the time. Joe Biden is in, by the way. Whether he's admitted it openly or just fudged it and said that he was in when he hadn't actually officially announced, doesn't matter. Joe Biden's in. And right now, you've got Beto, Biden, and Bernie, and Kamala Harris. Those are your four contenders. Right now, those are the only four contenders I see in this race, which is weird because Beto O'Rourke shouldn't be in that conversation. He shouldn't, you know, and you can debate whether Bernie should be in there or Biden or Kamala Harris, but Beto's just a lightweight. And Kellyanne Conway kind of sees it the same way. In fact, she says that because of this, President Trump's going to do even better in 2020 than he did in 2016. It's bite number one from our good friend Kellyanne Conway. Go.
Which Democrat, in fact, is actually going to bust through Trump's 306 electoral votes? Where's the proof of that? Now we have 13. We have the Baker's dozen running. Biden maybe will get in because I guess none of them think the other can actually beat Donald Trump. There's no strategy, I see. You've got Beto O'Rourke and you've got Cory Booker promising that they would nominate a woman to be the VP. Do they not think the women running are good enough to be president? So there's a whole hot mess in the Democratic Party, beginning with right over the bridge here in Virginia. They can't get rid of the allegedly racist governor, the allegedly rapist lieutenant governor. I mean, why is the Democratic Party so powerless to go ahead and remove people from office?
Do you think that she has interesting conversations at home with her husband? Do you think that Kellyanne and her husband, you know, sit there and have lunch and talk politics? Or they talk about something else? I mean, honestly, her husband is so rabidly anti-Trump, it just makes me wonder what kind of conversations they have at dinner time, or if they have a couple of cocktails, or, you know, he has a drink too many and starts getting loud and obnoxious. Yeah, I just wonder, you know, what is the pillow talk like in the Conway household? There's something for you to think about today. I'll get a note from Esquire Bob for asking that question today, I'm quite sure. Bob will be going, why are you asking that? Well, because, Bob, geez. You know, what do they talk about? You can only talk about the weather and March Madness so long. By the way, Amy Klobuchar, I consider her my dark horse candidate. All right, I gave you the four in contention. But right now, Klobuchar is my dark horse for the Democratic nomination. She drives a hard bargain. She's mean as a two-headed snake, so say her staff members. And she's a perfectionist. And she doesn't think much about what men have done in this world either. She is another one of the 100 or so candidates running for the Democratic nomination. I want you to hear what she has to say about all of it. And when it comes to the Virginia governor being racist and different things going on, the problems in the Democrat Party. It's bite number four with Chuck Todd. Go.
But if we spend our whole time, Chuck, talking about what men did wrong, we are never going to talk about what women can do right,
you bring this up. How?
Including running for president and winning.
Look at that situation in Virginia in particular. It does look like the Democratic Party is all of a sudden paralyzed or powerless of it. It's not a great picture, is it?
It is not. But again, we have to move on.
We have to move on. We don't want to talk about that, Chuck. can't even believe he asked her a real question, which that's kind of a real question. Chuck Todd, not known for asking real questions, certainly not of Democrats, except, of course, she's not a Democrat. They anticipate doing very well, so he can ask all the questions he wants, right? So he can ask all the questions he wants because nobody expects her to win, so he can make it look like he's even-handed when it comes to Democrats and Republicans, but, of course, he is not. Speaking of the Democrats leading the pack, I want to give you one taste here of Beto, the ability to infuriate all on all sides of one conversation when it comes to guns. Beto says, you know, AR-15s are manufactured weapons of war, which is not true at all, by the way. It's not a military spec in any capacity, these ARs you buy. But that's okay. It's what the Democrats tell you. But then he says ARs are horrible, but we want you to go ahead and keep them. We just want to sell them. It doesn't make any sense on either side of this argument. It's bite number two, Beto O'Rourke, go.
We allow people in this country to buy weapons that were designed, engineered, and sold to the United States military for the express purpose of killing people as effectively as possible in as great a number as possible. And an AR-15 gunshot wound, that high impact, high velocity round, will blow a hole through your back the size of an orange. You will bleed to death before anybody can get to you and save your life, because that's exactly what it was designed to do, to keep that enemy soldier down and not claim the life of one of our own. Now, if you own an AR-15, keep it. Continue to use it responsibly and safely. I just don't think that we need to sell any more weapons of war.
It is quite safe to say, by the way, that AR-15s are not military grade. They don't meet military specs. They don't meet any of it, by the way. And you go to a thousand different places online, you can find the explanation of all of that. But isn't it interesting that he would say in one breath, oh my God, they're awful. They killed all of these people. But you go ahead and keep them. Well, where are you on the conversation? Are you against them? You for them? You for the Second Amendment? You're not for the Second Amendment? Mil-spec they are not, I'll tell you that. At any rate, so you've got this crowded field of Democrats who are doing their level best to move as far left as possible. Because in this conversation, not only is Klobuchar saying, basically, we could sit here all day and talk about things that men have done wrong. Well, how refreshing would that be? And you've got Beto running around telling us we've got 12 years to live and extinction is right over the horizon. But we shouldn't defend ourselves with any new ARs. I mean, if extinction is coming and we have to defend ourselves against the apocalypse, please be unarmed for that. Okay, that's good advice. You've got all of these hard left-wing ideas going. And in the end, I think that Kellyanne Conway is right. If the election were held today, Donald Trump would win more states than he did before. You talk to people. You go out there, you talk to people about how they feel about things. I've talked to many who were anti-Trump people, some that voted for him, some that didn't, who have grudgingly come along and said, you know what? He's doing a good job. I like what he's doing. Don't like what he says all the time. Don't like the way he acts. Don't like his tweets and Twitter account. Wish he would put his smartphone down, but in the end, they like what he does. And in the end, it's that abortion thing. I'm telling you right now, it's that abortion, third trimester abortions, that is going to drive people away from the Democrats in droves. Hey, it's 14 after. It's Tuesday on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.